Michael, MICHAEL, Leeds, LEEDS, 12-12-68. And today is 9-2. So this Michael is a 55-year-old gentleman who, him and his wife together have 11 children. He owns an environmental company. He has a history of hypertension. Recently he was placed on testosterone by his physician. His testosterone causes blood pressure to go up, so the physician added propranolol to his regimen. He does have a history of headache, but he assures me that the propranolol was not added for headache. He only taken 20 milligrams of propranolol. The propranolol is not helping him with his blood pressure. His blood pressure today is 155 over 96. Nevertheless, his primary care physician also has reduced his testosterone to 0.75 cc instead of 1 cc on a weekly basis, period. In the paragraph, we had a long talk about testosterone and how that could cause the blood pressure to go up. And I'm going to leave the final decision the primary practice, his primary care doctor to decide whether or not to stop the testosterone completely or not. Family history, positive for colon cancer. He's had colonoscopy in the past. Allergy, none. Medication, he takes tramadol for backache up to 3 times a day, again, provided by his PCP. Some Emetrex 100 milligram PRN and Furoset 100 milligram, Furoset on a PRN basis. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, migraine, headache, surgery, back surgery, shoulder surgery, vasectomy, right lumpectomy. Social, he smokes a quarter pack a day. He does vape. He doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't use drugs. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. He's not having any chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, headache, or any of the symptoms. His COVID immunization is up to date. His wife is a paramedic, is an EMT, and told him he needs to come in and get checked because his blood pressure was elevated. That's 155 over 96. 176, weight, 98%, 97.8, 16, 61, 155 over 96, heart positive, 1 positive, 2, lungs declared, abdomen soft, next year, the skin shows no rash. He does have LVH on his echocardiogram, suggestive of long-standing hypertension. He does not have any sign or symptoms of renal vascular hypertension. Looking at his abdomen, his has been frequently urinating because his blood pressure is high. His prostate is slightly enlarged. He does have minimal lymphadenopathy. His carotid artery shows minimal calcification, and his aorta shows no evidence of aneurysm, period. My goal today is to get his blood pressure down. I'm starting him on Irbesartan, 150 milligram one today. He's going to stop the propranolol, and he's going to talk to his primary care doctor tomorrow regarding the usage of testosterone, whether to go on with a lower dose or just stop it altogether completely. If he has any chest pain, shortness of breath, headache, or any symptoms, he will go to the emergency room right away. Finding discussed with patient at length. Next one is family history of colon cancer. Colonoscopy is up to date. Next number is history of headache, stable. Next number, history of chronic back pain, on tramadol. Next number is if any of the changes or no issues noted, you go to the emergency room right away. Next number is his blood work is up to date. Primary care physician. Thank you.